أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون. In the previous ayat, the beginning of the ruku, from where Allah Ta'ala has started to explain the condition of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, which normally we understand that they don't have iman in their heart and they just make a show of Islam and outwardly they say they are believers. So these are the worst enemies of Islam, the open kafir, non-believer. A person recognizes him that he is our enemy and to save oneself from him is easy. But the munafiq who shows himself to be a Muslim, but actually he's not a Muslim, he's got double agenda and it is very difficult to save oneself from them. So Allah Ta'ala has explained over 13 ayats, a long ruku, what these people are, their qualities, so that we can save ourselves from that. And at the same from them. And at the same time, these qualities can easily come into us also. So to save ourselves also from all type of hypocrisy and nifaq, Allah Ta'ala has spelled it out very clearly. In the ayat that we read yesterday, Allah said, from amongst these disbelievers, are these munafiqeen who say that we believe in Allah and the last day. Not only they claim that, but of all the requisites of iman they say. But why these two things are mentioned, iman on Allah and the last day? Because these are the two most important things to bring iman on. And in many places in the Quran Sharif, Allah has referred to iman by referring to it, by having iman on Allah and the last day. But we know there is iman on all the Anbiya, iman on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iman on Jannat and Jahannam. But these two are the most important ones. And then another reason is that this is the beginning of iman on Allah Ta'ala. And the journey of it ends with the day of Qiyamah. Therefore these two things are mentioned. But in actual reality, these people are those who don't believe either on these two things or not on any other thing of iman they believe in. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, يخادعون الله. دغاب عزي کرتے ہیں اللہ سے. They deceive Allah Ta'ala. That is in their minds that we are deceiving Allah. Who can deceive Allah? Allah knows everything what is in the heart and mind of a person. Everything of the future Allah knows, present, past, everything. So nobody can deceive Allah Ta'ala. But the word yukhadi'una, mukhada'at, has come from the word mufa'alat, and in the, according to Arabic grammar, this is on the scale of mufa'alat, which requires musharakat. That is, that action is from both sides. So they think they are deceiving Allah Ta'ala, and Allah plans against them. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ. They plan their things that we will deceive Allah Ta'ala, we will deceive the Muslims. That the Muslims, they also understood at that time a very simple-minded people. And to deceive them is very easy. But Allah Ta'ala informed Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam with all the list, all the munafiqs. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had informed Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu with all the names of the munafiqeen. So neither did they deceive Allah or the Muslims also. But in their minds they thought that they are deceiving them. And as at the end of the ayat Allah says, وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ or نَهِ سُوچْتَ. And they don't even realize it. This is the worst type of deception a person can be. He thinks that I'm deceiving everyone. Like a wife, a husband thinks I'm deceiving my wife, but she knows everything what he's doing. He's just deceiving himself. Or any other person who thinks he's deceiving people, but they know exactly what he's doing. So there's no deception whatsoever. A person is deceiving himself. وَمَا they think they are deceiving Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا or إِمَانْ وَالُوْسَ and the people of iman. But in actual fact, وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ اور دراصل کسی کو جگہ نہیں دیتے مگر اپنے آپ کو. They are only deceiving themselves. And very sad is that condition of a person who he thinks that nobody knows anything about me but is fully exposed to all the people. So Allah knows everything of that person. The people also know, and that is the Muslims, they also know. So this is the condition of these munafiqeen. This nifaq, as we had explained yesterday also, one is called nifaq amali, that is the hypocrisy of action, that a person has got true iman in his heart, but his outward actions don't confirm to that. For example, he's not performing namaz, but he's got iman in his heart. He is a mu'min by Allah, but this is called nifaq amali. His outward appearance is not like a Muslim. His lifestyle is not that of a Muslim, but he is a Muslim, in his heart he is a mu'min, Allah knows it, but this is called nifaqi amali. And one is called nifaqi i'tiqadi, that a person hasn't got iman in his heart. Outwardly he might show all the signs of iman, he might be performing namaz also. He might be dressing fully like a Muslim from head to toe, everything. And from morning to night he lives like a mu'min, but in his heart he has got no iman. That is the actual munafiq, which we normally understand as a munafiq. But this, that our action and our words don't agree, our beliefs don't agree, this is also nifaq. Ibn Mulayka radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is a tabi who said that I met no less than 30 sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and all of them feared nifaq, hypocrisy upon themselves, that our words and our actions don't agree. And that is really a true mu'min. He knows I can't be perfect, and when he finds that what I'm saying and what I'm doing are two different things, even if it is just I speak of a perfect namaz, but I know my namaz is not perfect. I speak of the highest level of iman, but I know my iman is not of that level. So this is also a type of nifaq, which was regarded as hypocrisy by our elders of the past. Another type of hypocrisy is also that which Hazrat Hanzala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had expressed. A great sahabi, he told Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, nafaqa Hanzala, that Hanzala has become a munafiq. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, subhanallah, where can Hazrat Hanzala, such a great, pure, true sahabi, be a munafiq? So he said, the condition we find ourselves in when we are in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a different condition. When we go home, we are in our businesses, with our families and our day-to-day chores, then we find ourselves to be different. That also they regard it as nifaq and hypocrisy, that we are not the same all the time. So this is a thing that a person should fear, and a person who fears hypocrisy upon himself, inshallah, is not a hypocrite. But a person who takes it for granted that I am a perfect Muslim, that person is in danger, because nobody can be perfect, and we all have to beg and cry in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Shias also they practice what is called taqiyya, and they regard it as part of iman to hide what is in their heart. That is what they regard as part of, and they say that la iman liman la taqiyya lahu, that a person hasn't got iman if he hasn't got taqiyya. And this taqiyya means that kufr which is in the heart, don't make it known. Don't tell them that we don't believe as the Muslims believe, as the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe. And lot of taqiyya they practice. But this is in actual fact nothing else but nifaq, actual nifaq itself. And then according another type of nifaq also is that we use Islamic terms, but under those terms there is no Islam, there is something opposite of Islam. For example, we say interest is haram, so that is an Islamic term, an Islamic teaching. But under that we make various types of interest halal, and we make it jais. This is also a type of nifaq. Or a person says that namaz is faraz, and he explains it very much in detail, but the namaz he is referring to is just some meditation or something. So he is using Islamic terms, but actually the content is something else. This is also a type of hypocrisy, and this type of hypocrisy has become very common today also. So, in conclusion, all of us should be very afraid of being munafiq, of having the wrong actions, and our beliefs are different. Our beliefs are correct, but our actions are different. Our actions are correct, but our beliefs are not correct. This fear should be in a person all the time. And the sad part is, which Allah says, وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ, that many of such people, they think that they are all right, and they are convinced with themselves that we are all right, but in actual fact, they are not all right, and they don't even know about it. They don't understand it also. May Allah safeguard our iman, the iman of all our family, the whole ummah, our progeny, and may Allah in His mercy give us more on iman and raise us with iman on the day of Qiyamah, and perfect and sincere and true iman.